With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Not as robust as expected, the latest employment report is just in. The Labor Department says America's employers added 50,000 jobs last month.
The new figures compare with last month's report when the government cited a gain of 64,000 jobs in November. That was against a loss of 105,000 in October that were attributed to cutbacks in federal positions by the Trump administration. The unemployment rate stood at 4.6% in December, the highest since 2021.
And that's correspondent George Williams. It is a development that has convinced President Trump to scrap plans for a second wave of attacks on Venezuela.
The head of Venezuela's National Assembly is describing it as a gesture to seek peace. And journalists, lawyers, and human rights activists were among those walking out of Venezuela's prisons Thursday. Despite mass detentions after the 2024 election, Venezuela's government insists it doesn't hold political prisoners.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. The Trump administration standing four square behind federal agents following the shooting death of a motorist in Minneapolis.
Vice President Vance said the ICE officer was clearly justified in shooting the driver, and he described Renee Good as a victim of left-wing ideology.
I can believe that her death is a tragedy while also recognizing that it's a tragedy of her own making.
Vance also chastised reporters for their news coverage of the incident, saying that many were lying.
The way that the media, by and large, has reported this story has been an absolute disgrace.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
President Trump meets today with American energy industry executives to discuss rebuilding Venezuela's crumbling oil infrastructure. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 76 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 57 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Washington state.
The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the Yakima Union Gospel Mission does not have to hire non-Christians. The mission is a homeless shelter which serves all needy people, but only hires believers to staff its facilities. Alliance Defending Freedom, which represented the mission, says, quote, religious organizations shouldn't be punished for exercising their constitutionally protected freedom to hire employees who live out their shared religious beliefs. Michael Harrington reporting.
At the Church of the Epiphany in New York's Upper East Side, a new handcrafted organ is emblematic of the final phase of a multi-year, $70 million effort to relocate and rebuild the Episcopal congregation. To Pastor Matthew Dayton Welch, the organ represents more than a commitment to quality music. He says so many churches make difficult decisions because they're shrinking and they're consolidating and they're trying to survive. That wasn't the case here. This is SRN News. There is a new bag of tools for those using Gmail.
More artificial intelligence is being implanted into Gmail as Google tries to turn the world's most used email service into a personal assistant, one that can improve writing, summarize far-flung information buried in inboxes, and deliver daily to-do lists. Gmail's new AI options will only be available in English within the U.S. for now, but the company is promising to introduce them in other countries and other languages as the year unfolds. Bob Agner reporting.
Luigi Mangione is due in federal court for a pivotal hearing in his fight to bar the government from seeking the death penalty against him in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City. The presiding judge has said she also plans to set a trial date during the proceeding scheduled for later today. The charge that enabled the government to seek the death penalty is murder by firearm. More details, SRNNews.com.